USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Thanksgiving morning, China is warning the United States there will be consequences for Congress passing and President Trump signing a bill that supports anti-government protesters in Hong Kong. The Chinese foreign minister summoning the U.S. ambassador and demanding that Washington immediately stop interfering in China's domestic affairs. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade continuing in New York under sunny skies, and diminished winds were good news, as there had been earlier concerns that they would keep those balloons from flying.
This is our very first time lifelong New Yorker, and it's on my bucket list. And now that I have a four-year-old who can appreciate it, we decided to come.
Other Thanksgiving traditions continue today, including the broadcast of the National Dog Show and three NFL football games. And this is USA Radio News.
Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Black Friday starts now at Banana Republic Factory. Get 60% off everything and an extra 60% off clearance. Shop our biggest sale of the year with cozy sweaters from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
North Korea has reportedly fired at least one unidentified projectile. That's according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. It's the 13th time this year the North has carried out an apparent weapons test. Today will be that big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York, but meanwhile a North Carolina town is canceling its Christmas parade, concerned it might be disrupted. Officials in Garner say they made the decision because of chatter on Facebook and Twitter about a float being sponsored by the Sons of Confederate Veterans. The town manager says he knows residents are disappointed about the decision.
Hopefully they'll understand that safety was paramount. Everybody's seen some of the things that can happen when opposing groups get together, and that was our major concern.
Authorities in Port Neches, Texas still can't say when people living near a petrochemical plant there will be allowed to return to their homes after the plant exploded and burned early yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A federal judge puts a temporary hold on a ruling earlier this week requiring former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify before the House in its impeachment inquiry. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The judge issued an administrative stay of 7 days in response to the Department of Justice's motion for a stay pending its appeal of the earlier ruling. On Monday, the judge denied efforts by the White House to block McGahn from testifying in the impeachment proceedings, writing that presidents are not kings, however busy or essential a presidential aide might be, and whatever their proximity to sensitive domestic and national security projects, the president does not have the power to excuse him or her from taking an action that the law requires, Jackson wrote. Justice Department lawyers made the case that lawmakers cannot force by subpoena any members of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler subpoenaed McGahn in April before the impeachment proceedings were officially announced and filed a lawsuit in August seeking to compel his testimony after he defied the subpoena at Trump's direction. The president announced McGahn's departure from the White House in August 2018, shortly after he shared details in the Mueller report about the firing of former FBI Director James Comey, Trump's desire to have Attorney General Jeff Sessions oversee the Russia probe, and the president's attempts to fire Robert Mueller.
Again, that's Wendy King. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.